Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Football on off the ball.
So, yeah, just a bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. So, yeah, we get the too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I'm here with Kevin Doherty in Rathaut Harps Football Club ahead of the Louth Derby on Friday night. Kevin, I suppose before we get into Friday night, we should look back on last Friday. A 2-0 win for your side at home to Waterford. 2-2 now in the opening 2 weeks. Confidence must be flying around the squad at the moment.
Yeah, look, we're confident going into the season. But it's two decent performances, two different performances. I think we can certainly get better. I think we can do better. But it's a good start. But again, that's all it is, really.
Last Friday night, you had the two goals in the opening 10 minutes. Was that something you kind of set out to do from the start now, these two games so far this season, to really blitz the team from
look,
the off?
You say it every week. You want to start well. And look, it doesn't always work out that way. But it was important, particularly in our first home game, to come out of the traps and start well, and thankfully it went that way, and we played well for the vast majority of the game. As I said, there's still things we can do better. Just like, we're certainly not happy and comfortable with everything how the both games have gone, but we have 2 clean sheets, we've scored 3 goals, we've got 6 points. So look, you can't really, I'd be very nitpicking if it was critical of anything, but I do think there's elements that we can improve on. Yeah.
Going forward then, obviously Mark Doyle has came back in the summer, back to the club after a couple of spells at Pats and USA. He got his goal at the weekend. How important is that for him to get the goal early in a spell back?
Yeah, it is, particularly with him. And look, he traditionally always wasn't a centre forward, but he has played a lot of games centre forward. But you would always like your forwards to score as early as he can. But for him, I thought it was his all-round performance, really, to be honest. Like, he was involved. You go back to that, I said, you talk about the start, he wins a flick on after 10 seconds and we end up getting a corner, then a throw in and another corner, or whatever way it worked out. But they're really, really important. Doyle knows us, and look, I would have kept in contact with him a lot over the last few years, so it's great to have him back. But it's not just a sentimental one. I'll get Mark Doyle back. Like, he's an excellent player, and thankfully, as I said, he got off to Mark, and I spoken to him about it. It was a typical Mark Doyle goal. Like, it really, really was. If you could have summed up, like, he's in the right place, he gets there, he gets the first touch. A good play from us in the first place, but on going back to Doyler, it's a scruffy finish, like, and they're the ones he loves, and thankfully he went in.
You spoke about him playing up front. We're kind of used to seeing him when he moved to Pats out in the wing and drifting in late into the box and chipping in with about 8-10 goals a season. Is that something you're working with him now to move him into a striker position?
Yeah, well, in the formation we're playing at the moment, like, we play with wing-backs rather than wingers, so... And he played there for us a long time. As I said, I'm here a long time, and I certainly remember him playing wing. But he does play in that position as well, and has done, and did in America, which is probably the most important part. Because when I was watching, I didn't just sign him because I knew him. Like, I've watched a lot of his games, and had played a lot as that centre-forward or second centre-forward. So it was important. But to have that, even when he was playing wide, to have that sort of guile in the box, it was really important. And obviously when he's playing centrally, he's probably even more opportunity to do that. So now look, he's, again, no more than anyone else. And what I'm saying about the team, Doyler, again, is only back in 2 games, so we won't be getting carried away. And there's things that he and everybody can do better. So hopefully it continues the way it's gone so far.
One of the other players who's also came back from America is Ethan O'Brien, and he picked up player of the match on Friday night versus Waterford. How impressed have you been with him, but on the pitch and maybe off the pitch here in training so far?
Yeah, he's been excellent. You say he came back, this is his first time playing here. Like, I mean, he was born here, to be fair, but his full football journey, or soccer journey as it would have been called over there, was in America. So again, he was a player that I had to spend an awful lot of time looking at, because again, you can't just base off clips, and had a lot of meetings with him, but was very impressed. And I have to be, again, not just him, the other American lads, like, their hunger to come and play in Europe first of all, and then to come to us. And I think I've seen a couple of them talking about the stuff that I've asked them to go and research, like, them do their research on us as much as we did on them, and it's something they certainly wanted to be a part of. And again, I think their first home game the other night, sort of gave them a taste of that. And then Ethan Casey, yeah, he's been absolutely excellent. Excellent from the first day he walked in. But again, he's a proper player. He's something. He adds something different to us as well. I thought that we might have been missing a little bit. So, look, whether it be Ethan or any of the other new signings, they're all. You might have, there could be a few ups and downs, and they take the time, and you come in, and it's all great, and then we might have a bad performance, and then you have to see how we react to that. So, it's not all going to be plain sailing, but thankfully so far it's gone well for him and the rest of the lads.
Those lads from America are going to have a baptism of fire on Friday night up at Oriel Park. Firstly, is there any injuries or team updates we should know?
No, it'll be more or less the same squad as last week, I think. Yeah.
And then going into that game, I spoke to Kieran Kilduff yesterday, and he spoke about how this game vitalises the town of Dundalk, and everyone really rallies behind this. You're going to have 5,000 fans of your own travelling up. It sold out already a couple of days ago.
I don't think it'll be 5,000. I know it's big, but I think, to be fair, I would imagine if the stadium allowed it, it would be 5,000. Because again, I think you're right. It's a game that we all look forward to, both towns. And look, it's finding that balance set off. It is a big game, and it's the first game in Dundalk with their new pitch and the lights, and the first game in over a year, because obviously we know what happened last year. But we have to try and find that balance of, yes, go and enjoy it, and it's exciting, and I love it. I'll be honest, I absolutely love going up there. I really, really do. But we have to just remember it's the first of four league games against them. It's our third game of the season. It's a lot of new players on both sides. So we just have to go and try and attack it and try and win the game, of course. And I'm sure Kieran said the same, and they want to do the same. But we just have to, as I said, get the balance right of building up too much or not building it up enough, because you'll know within 2 minutes that it's a loud derby you're playing in. You know, in the warm-up probably, because of the crowd and that. And it's disappointing this year, but like the Jim Malone Cup this year, which we play every year, was behind closed doors. And look, it turned out right because the weather was bad and our pitch would have been destroyed. And there you go, we play on it the other night when those other games called off, so that worked out well. But now we'll know each other a little bit because we played in the last few weeks. The team that they played in that Jim Malone Cup was the same team that played against Derry. So there might be a couple of changes. I thought they were really, really good, and so unfortunate not to win up in Derry. Obviously it's a late penalty, but even did a couple of chances before that, and Danny Mull hits the post, and Ruby come on, played really well. Thought they were excellent and very unlucky, and certainly know going up to the Brandywell, a very, very difficult task, and they were excellent, I have to say.
When I spoke to Kieran yesterday, he really made the point of how he's rallying the team behind this. I get the sense maybe you're taking a little bit less of a rallying approach towards this, and maybe treating it not as much as he's treating it like a derby, but you're trying to find that balance, like you said, between it being a derby, being up there. Is there a danger maybe if you go too hard on the emotion side of this game that it could kind of tip the other way for you?
No, but you see, just do what you feel. If that's what they want to do, absolutely grand, and we'll do what we want to do. It doesn't mean that we don't think it's as big, every bit as big as them. It's just, as I said, you have to, how you're feeling at the moment. Like, you have to, as I said, look, I'm only repeating myself, is find that balance. It could be the most, our last league game against Dundalk was a nil-all bore draw in our place, the last game of the season, or whatever it was, before we were playing in the cup final. And they were, like, you don't know how the game's going to go. You prepare for every eventuality. Like, as I said, it could be absolute chaos, and chances are it will be, because they usually are. But that doesn't mean that you can't try and find that balance of what's really important. And what's really important is the performance of the players on the pitch on both sides. So it's a great game to look forward to. As I said, it's my favourite games of the year. Like I always had said, I loved Dundalk games, I loved the Shells games, but there was no Dundalk games last year, so really delighted to have it back. And I absolutely understand, and as I said, we will treat it like a big, big derby as well, and Dundalk won't be looking forward to it any more than we will. But again, as I said, we have to look after ourselves and let them prepare what way they want to.
Just finally, we spoke very briefly about it being in Oriel Park, and obviously it's going to be the first game in the new pitch at Oriel Park. I suppose two things on this. Do you have any concerns about playing on the Astro? You haven't obviously played on that surface before. I know it's going to be quite similar to the surface at Bray, which your team have played on a couple of times. And then does that maybe give them a little bit of an edge that they have practiced on this pitch before?
Well, I suppose it does, because they train on it all the time, and they have been for some time. But you're right, we did play out in break in pre-season and played quite well. So, look, again, come out after the game and we lose the game, I'd probably be saying, ah, the pitch, blame the pitch. But it is, it's it'd be the same for both teams. They've played on it. We're literally training on Astro today. I'm training all week. So it's not completely foreign to us. Like I just said, I won't be using it as an excuse, I can promise you, no matter how the result goes. Look, we're confident that we have played well over the last couple of weeks. We have played well in pre-season, like we went unbeaten in pre-season as well, which obviously, I'm talking ironically on penalties, you know what I mean. But we do think that it's good that, I'd rather put it this way, I'd rather be going up there playing on this pitch than the one they had previously, because that was very, very difficult for both teams. I thought Dundalk suffered over the years. Like, but thankfully, to be fair to them, they've gone there, got it all done, and tonight's and done, and everything and ready to go. So, yeah, for both, as I said, for both clubs, for both towns, it's something to really look forward to, and we're really looking forward to.
Cheers, Ian. Best of luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Here it comes, opportunity, O'Reilly! The League of Ireland is back this Friday night, done off the ball, whatever the weather.
Can you believe it?
A team of distinction and real big spenders, Derry City host Bohemians after their 4-goal haul last weekend.
An instant response from Derry City.
Can City get off to a good start for a change, or will Bowes get that loving wheeling?
Back pass here, Colin Whelan has scored for Bohemians.
There's sure to be fireworks on Foyle side. Join us on Off the Ball this Friday from 7 p.m. on News Talk or the Goal Out app for live and exclusive commentary of Derry City versus Bohemians.
A beautiful finish.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Here, Mark Doyle ahead of the Loud Derby on Friday night. Mark, first things first, before we go into that game, last Friday night, your first goal since coming back to the club. You've been a good couple of years away now. How did it feel to get the first goal back in?
Yeah, it felt great. I was only saying I didn't score any goals in pre-season, or obviously the week before in Galway, so I must have been waiting for that first home game. But as an attacker, you always want to get off the mark as soon as possible. I try not to put too much pressure on the goals and just obviously do my job for the team and play well on a personal level, and I think the chances and the goals and stuff will come themselves. But I think obviously as an attacking player, you always want to score and get off the mark as early as you can. And sometimes you can go on to 4, 5, 6 games and you haven't scored and you're thinking, you know, when's it going to come? But I think when you get it early, it's a good feeling just to get the first one, and then hopefully more will come then.
How do you feel to walk back out at the stadium again? I'm sure a lot had changed even in the stadium, let alone we're here in Rathaus. Even stuff like this wasn't even around when you last at Drogheda. How do you feel to walk out there again? Obviously, you were there when you were younger. You had a couple of years there and then you went off. We're going back a good couple of years now before you played there as a home player. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was great. I think all the like there's changes around the stadium that are just sort of small changes, but like what can be done with the stadium. There's little changes here and there that they've done all for the better, and obviously just the fans as well, even the song that was playing when we came out and stuff. There was never stuff like that when I was there before. I think nearly every home game, I think last year was close enough to sold out. A lot of them were sold out. Obviously the away end tickets for this weekend have gone you know, really quickly as well. So I think just the support in general, I'd say the cup final probably helped a lot with that. Got some obviously different fans on board and stuff like that. And the club have just done so many things well, I think, since I've left, and obviously since moving full time and stuff like that as well. So I think it was just brilliant. Yeah, really enjoyed the game, and obviously we had a great start in it, which helped, and it was enjoyable.
You speak about the cup final there. Obviously you weren't there for the cup final here in 2024. You were involved in the cup final in 2023, which you did score in as well, when you lifted a couple of pats. Has that given you a taste for more success now that you're back in the league again?
Yeah, of course. I think the cup final is like such a special day, and I remember sort of being in the States watching Drogheda being in it, and I just like a few of the lads that I would have known, obviously, that I played with. I think Darren Markey and Conor Kane and stuff, just really delighted for, and obviously Kev as well, but really delighted for them all, because I knew what it was like obviously to win it the year before, and I was just hoping that they'd win it. Thankfully they did. But yeah, a brilliant day. I think the best day in the calendar for us, obviously, maybe bar some European games and stuff, depending on who you're drawing against and stuff like that. But the cup final special, and I was delighted when Drogheda won it the year after. But definitely makes you more hungry for more days like that. I know Drogheda were close again last year. Obviously knocked out on penalties by Rovers, who obviously went on to win it. So I think obviously that's something we'd look at again a little bit more down the line, obviously when the draw and stuff is made. But yeah, just hungry for all sorts of, you know, success, whatever form that comes in. And obviously it'll depend how the season goes in terms of what your aims are at the end. But I think, you know, moments like that will stay with you forever, and it'd be brilliant to have them with Drogheda.
That cup final that you scored in was the last game played in Ireland before this year. You went off to Rhode Island in America, and you were in America for almost 3 years. How did that come about, and how has that experience changed you maybe as a player, but on and off the pitch?
Yeah, I think obviously it was something that I sort of looked into doing. I think obviously when you're a little bit younger, you're always thinking, can I get to the UK or whatever? And you know, you get to sort of 25, 26, you think it might not be happening. I can't wait around forever for something like that to happen. So, yeah, I wanted to sort of experience something different. I didn't want to compromise level, like, and the standard of the league, which I went to and played in two good leagues over there, because you know, you can go anywhere if you're dropping level just for the lifestyle. But it wasn't like that. It was, you know, a really good level, two really good clubs that I played with, and really enjoyed it. But yeah, just thought the time was right to come back. Wanted to come back and obviously play here. So that's sort of how it's gone.
This will be your first Louth derby in a good while. Drogheda, I know they've only played one game, but a big point away to Derry, and they could have come away with all three. Obviously, you have got two wins out of two as well. How exciting is it to have two teams who are, I'm worried to say, flying form, or only a couple of weeks into the season, but going into this game, two teams who are really going to be at each other?
Yeah, I think obviously they had a really positive result. They were probably unlucky not to get all 3 points up there, but yeah, we've had a good start as well, so I think both teams will be confident. Form, you know, in this type of game sometimes doesn't really matter, but I think both teams will be going in confident. And I think obviously since they've come back up, they've made some good signings, like they've obviously had a lot of young lads last year who've done really well for them, and they've kept obviously some really good ones around, and they brought in some Premier Division experience as well, the likes of Bucco and Cornwall and stuff like that. So yeah, I think they're obviously looking decent, and it should be a really good game.
You've already sold out the allocation of Drogheda fans. It'll be 500 travelling up to Dundalk on Friday night. How excited are you to play in that derby again? Like, we've seen so many fiery encounters and scenes in this derby over the last couple of years. How excited are you to get back out on that pitch in front of the fans there?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's like, we know what it means to the people around Drogheda, and obviously to us as well. But I think the last one I played in was might have been during COVID for Drogheda, which we won, and that was up there. But obviously there wasn't the crowd that is going to be there this Friday. So yeah, really looking forward to getting out in front of a full house. I assume it's going to be, and I know that the Drogheda tickets, there would have been a lot more than 500 bought if the opportunity was there. But yeah, really excited, and I'm sure that away end is going to be rocking all right.
I know you've been training on Astro all week here in Rathaute. It's obviously a new Astro that you're going to be playing on in Dundalk on Friday. Is there any concerns around that surface, or maybe that you haven't dealt with a surface like they had? I know you played Bray in pre-season, which is quite similar to the surface we think we're going to see at Oriel. Is there any concerns around that, and maybe they have a bit of an edge around the pitch?
No, I don't think so. I think you'd be looking for excuses if you're going to blame the pitch, and I'm sure it's going to be good. Like, it's brand new, so I'm sure it's going to be better than what was there before. And anyways, because you know, we went up there and won before on that pitch, and that pitch was pretty bad. So you know, there's obviously the pitch we played in Galway as well was on grass, and it was very heavy, and obviously our pitch the other night was very good, to be fair, but the rain has been mad. So a lot of the grass pitches, even now this time of year, are struggling a little bit. But I think everyone prefers to play on grass, but you can't be thinking about that. You know, when you're in the game, you're in the game, and that'll be it. There'll be no excuses or, you know, anything to talk about the pitch. We'll just rock into it like we do every game.
Just finally for me, we saw when you were at Pats and Drogheda before, you kind of played more of a winger role, and making those maybe kind of drifting late runs into the box, you become so accustomed to seeing you do with Pats. Since you came back, it's maybe been more of a striker role, it's fair to say, from looking at the team and outside. Is that something you've been working on in training the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think in the States I did it a bit as well. Sort of with a two up top is a lot different to being up there on your own. I think that's a different role altogether. But yeah, there's definitely in our formation there's sort of opportunities to get into good positions and get chances. So I think obviously the way our wing backs play and everything, a lot of crosses hopefully will come into the box and try and make the most out of them. But yeah, it's a little bit different, but I think Kev sort of allows a little bit of freedom in terms of it's been myself and Tom so far, and Tom's obviously can drift out wide, I can do the same, or we can drop in a little bit. But I think we have to obviously do, depending on the game, whatever sort of role they're asking of us. But it's definitely different, but it's something that I know I can do.
Cheers, Mark, best of luck Friday.
Thanks a lot.
Here it comes, opportunity, O'Reilly. The League of Ireland is back this Friday night, done off the ball, whatever the weather.
Can you believe it?
A team of distinction and real big spenders, Derry City host Bohemians after their 4-goal haul last weekend.
An instant response from Derry City.
Can City get off to a good start for a change, or will Bowes get that loving Whelan?
Back pass here, Colin Whelan has scored for Bohemians.
There's sure to be fireworks on Foyle side. Join us on Off the Ball this Friday from 7 p.m. on News Talk or the Goal Out app for live and exclusive commentary of Derry City versus Bohemians.
A beautiful finish.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.